Thanksgiving is over, and yet we should still give thanks. Thanks that the presidential election was not a tie. I say this because you might be surprised to learn the methods employed by states when the ballots are counted and each candidate receives an equal number. And yes, it happens. Just ask Bernard Duffy and Curtis Mortensen, who both ran for the Stanley County, South Dakota prosecutor's job 8 years ago. The ballot counting machine showed Mortensen won by one vote. So Duffy asked for and received a recount. The election board looked at all the ballots and decided that neither won. Board members found each candidate had received 705 votes, a politician's nightmare, a tie. As we now know in close elections, politicians can disagree with the findings of an election board, and Duffy did. The local court, it said, viewed the disputed ballots under a microscope and found that, indeed, one of those did not show clear voter intent to vote for Mortensen. And on it went. In the end, the state Supreme Court found voter restrained enthusiasm and counted a vote for Duffy, leading, once again, to a tie. So what happens when there's a tie in an election? In South Dakota in 1993, the candidates met, not for another recount, not for another debate, not even for another election. They met and drew lots. Yes, luck of the draw determined that election in South Dakota, leading one of the South Dakota justices to complain, "Thus Dame Fortune decides it all. What a way to pick our public officials. We need greater virtues to sustain a democracy than fortune." He asked the legislature to do something about it, but legislators did not heed the call, and lot drawing is still on the books in South Dakota. Not every election tie ends in the drawing of lots, however. In some jurisdictions, namely Ohio in 1982, such elections ended with a coin toss. Same story. Disputed ballots, Chad challenges, and in the end, a tie for the office of judge of the Garfield Heights Municipal Court. So the two candidates tossed a coin, leading to a victory for one Andrew Slivka. James Sheepan then took the matter to court and lost. But the court noted Mr. Sheepan did not argue the impropriety of tossing a coin to decide an election or that election officials improperly performed the coin toss at issue. Instead, now familiar voter intent issues led to Sheepan's appeal and the court's ultimate finding for Slivka. The valid coin toss decided it all. In a quick check of states, the coin toss is not the preferred method to decide a tie election. Most states determine the outcome of ties by drawing lots instead. So in these days after Thanksgiving, be thankful that we're not gathered around the television watching George W. Bush and Al Gore flip a coin or draw lots to determine the presidency. It could happen. I'm Amy Guida.